Hola mi familia de Positivamente Yo, welcome to a very special bonus episode all around and concerning COVID-19 or the coronavirus. In this special podcast, we're going to cover everything from self-isolation and self-care right now during COVID-19 and how that affects us mentally, but also more importantly, what ways or what things should we as individuals who are HIV positive, or if you know anyone who's positive or in this higher risk category, what are some of the concerns that are out there? What does science tell us about how COVID-19 or the coronavirus impacts us and our community? But also, in what ways, in a positive way, has the HIV/AIDS movement and community contributed and assisted in the fight against this global pandemic? All this and more after the jump here on Positivamente Yo. There are everyday actions you can take to help prevent the spread of respiratory disease like coronavirus. Make sure you're washing your hands, avoid close contact with people who are sick, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, stay at home when you're sick, cover your cough or sneeze, and clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message was brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast. So as of today, Saturday, April 4th, there is over 1,190,000 individuals who have tested positive for COVID-19 or coronavirus. Over 64,000 deaths all across the world. And specifically here in the U.S., we are now the epicenter, specifically New York City and New York State have become the U.S. epicenter as of right now. But there are 308,000 total cases, and we have seen over 8,000 deaths in total. Just 988 today alone. It is crazy and staggering seeing that this pandemic spreads across all nations, all creeds, all ages, and is truly a global crisis. Today's episode specifically is just talking around COVID-19 and what exactly does that mean for individuals like us who are HIV positive and those who are looking to us for really truly life-changing support and help in our movement and how we have battled dealing with an immune disease that can truly be life-threatening. And so I want to begin this broadcast, and I'm going to say it a couple times, by thanking my good friend, Byron, who really was concerned and sent me 2 or 3 slides today and was like, hey, you need to see this. You need to get the word out here on your podcast. And, you know, I was already kind of thinking about doing this, but he really speared it. And so thank you, Papa, for everything and for pushing this. And so really, truly, the CDC, as of right now, today, is stating for individuals who are living with HIV, who want to know if they're at higher risk for COVID-19, that there is no specific information currently about the risk of COVID-19 or the coronavirus for people living with HIV. They do want to know, and they want everyone who is listening to this and throughout the country and the world, basically, if you are taking your HIV meds every day, eating right, getting at least 8 hours of sleep, this is going to give you the best chance to keep your immune system healthy, which will then help in the event, unlike the event that you are diagnosed with COVID-19, but there still is not enough studies. They have created a website specifically for information for people living with HIV who want to know how COVID-19 will affect them. It is www.cdc.gov/stophivtogether. Again, that's www.cdc.gov/stophivtogether. Together we all can just be more mindful, take care of yourself, sleep, continue, please, everyone, to self-isolate. Take that time, do some social distancing, try to stay 6 feet away from each other. I cannot tell you how important it's been for me to have my support group members and I, who have become like a pseudo family. We go on apps like House Party or WhatsApp or Google Hangout and just video chat and talk. And I'm video chatting every day with my mother. And yeah, I've become a lot more active on TikTok and getting things like this podcast out there, doing things to distract my mind, because it looks like we are far from the peak. Specifically where I'm at in the center of the country. If Jersey is 2 weeks behind New York, we're probably a couple weeks behind them as far as their peak. And so every day this grows and affects every single one of us. And so I want to also bring you all, right, some rays of hope, some places of really important growth and ways that the HIV, right, our struggle and our strife is truly leading and on the forefront of combating COVID-19. So overall, first and foremost, the recovery numbers are just, you know, again, not crazily high, but still something important to stress. Out of the million plus individuals who were diagnosed with COVID-19, 246,000 plus individuals have recovered or been discharged. And, you know, you've seen some of those celebrity highlights, you know, like Pink and her son, God bless Pink, and, you know, just other important celebrities, you know, digging, you know, Andrew Cuomo, and just so many other celebrities. But there's also everyday folks who are clearing the way and becoming, you know, cleared and ready to go because of that. And yet we've seen, again, so many, you know, saddening deaths of, like, that mother who overcame cancer and had to say goodbye to her kids via walkie-talkie. But there are survivors. There are individuals who are out there. There is a fear, again, of, you know, recontracting the virus or disease, but that's where social distancing comes into play. And so we are here just truly looking at, number one, according to the New Yorker, today, the HIV drug Leronlimab was successfully tried and shown to have treated coronavirus. And it's just a study right now, but it has gone through and it has treated COVID-19 patients, and that's an HIV antiviral drug. And it's moved on to phase two trials with the Food and Drug Administration. So it means that the science behind looking for a cure for HIV and how that affects our immune system is actually working and being able to be treated. And we've seen countries such as India and South Africa and others starting to use, again, unlike this current administration who's promoting drugs out there that haven't been tested, there are those in the HIV AIDS medicine field who are trying and having results, promising results towards treating COVID-19 using HIV AIDS medicine. And again, going back to the CDC, for individuals living with HIV, there's still no concrete evidence. For those of us like myself who are on antiviral meds currently, how that impacts us or doesn't. However, we have some promising hope. The one area that I want everyone listening to truly gather is, again, we have to think about the elderly population, specifically within our LGBTQX community, and those who have survived the AIDS crisis, those who are still around to remember that crisis and how it took all of our lives. We literally, truly lost a whole generation to the AIDS pandemic. And I just want to make sure we're checking in on our elders, specifically those who are queer of color, who are out there and who might be positive because they're at higher risk because of their age factor and also because of their status, their sero status. And so that is something that the Washington Post kind of covered a day ago with promising results and truly making us aware to say, hey, let's check in with this generation. Let's see what's going on with COVID-19. I think this is a good place for us to break. I want you guys to digest that little nuggets of information. Again, I want to thank my friend, Mr. Jose Bayron. You know, I want to thank you so much for really putting this on the forefront of my mind. And truly, truly thank you for saying, hey, you know, you need to do a special about this. We'll be right back after the jump to Positivamente Yo on this very special episode surrounding COVID-19, the coronavirus. Stay safe. We'll be back after the jump.
things. The virus, if left to its own devices, will do that dark curve that Dr. Birx showed you. The other dynamic force is what we are doing, what we're trying to do, and what we will do in the form of mitigation. Now, these are very revealing bits of data, because you saw what happened in Italy, where you make the turn around the curve and you go. That doesn't happen all at once. It's a stepwise fashion. And if I explain the steps, which I will, you'll see why we are really convinced that mitigation is going to be doing the trick for us. Because what you have is you have an increase in new cases at a certain rate. When the increase in new cases begin to level off, the secondary effect is less hospitalizations, the next effect is less intensive care, and the next effect is less deaths. The deaths and the intensive care and the hospitalization always lag behind that early indication that there are less new cases per day, the way we saw in Italy, and the way we're likely seeing, I don't want to jump the gun on it, we're seeing little inklings of this right now in New York. So what we're going to see, and that's we got to brace ourselves, in the next several days to a week or so, we're going to continue to see things go up. We cannot be discouraged by that, because the mitigation is actually working and will work.
That was Dr. Anthony Fauci basically saying that mitigation is working. And so what does mitigation mean for us as a community? That means social distancing, staying home, washing your hands for 20 plus seconds, making sure that you are taking care of yourself, wiping down, sterilizing, all those things that, of course, we're going to put on this link. And that was from the daily White House briefing that Dr. Fauci and the administration put on. And that was on March 31st. And we have seen those numbers rise. But imagine how much more deadly or how more intense this could all be if we weren't taking these steps. So if you're listening, please take care, specifically individuals who are HIV positive, as the CDC, and again, I want to thank my friend Mayrong truly sending me the CDC guidelines and the website, because I was just like everyone else with HIV. Like, what is this? How is this going to affect us? How is this going to hurt or help us? And as I stated, as of right now, there's no specific information about how COVID-19 is going to impact those who are living with HIV or AIDS. But again, the CDC is recommending take your HIV meds daily, eat right, get at least 8 hours of sleep, and that's going to help your immune system, give you the best chance to just be healthy. And so I also wanted to shout out and highlight, and I know I do a lot of that on here, but truly, PAWS magazine has started a whole page just dedicated to HIV. So that's PAWS.com. Check them out. I mean, they have some really interesting articles. Cruising in the age of COVID-19. And the tagline is, here's a consistent message for guys looking to hook up. Just say no. And I get it. It's a hookup culture, but we can definitely see a social spread if we continue to do that. And exactly, there's a whole amazing article about coronavirus antibody test could be a game changer. I don't know why I struggled to say that, but specifically around how this new technology could possibly help put an end to HIV one day. And it's discussing how the CDC has eased and relaxed its ban on blood donations from gay and bisexual men, even though it still kind of doesn't really make sense. And something that we're all kind of worried about is definitely this CARE package act that was passed, and the $2 trillion package, and how that's going to affect us. And for individuals, I know that's another question I've been getting around, oh my God, when am I going to get that payment from the federal government, the IRS, regarding the stimulus, the $1,200. The IRS has set up a website specifically for individuals who want to know more around that payment. And it is irs.gov/coronavirus. irs.gov/coronavirus. There's no need to call. There's no need to do anything if the IRS has your direct deposit on file. And if they do not, the checks will be rolling out in the next literally 6+ weeks. So it's going to be, for those who don't have it on file, you might have to wait for the physical check. But those are all some highlights of that. And again, I want to thank Dr. Fauci for just being a voice of reason and really encouraging all of you listening to truly check in, take care, listen to those individuals who are truly speaking in facts. Your state governors, a lot of the governors and a lot of country leaders are coming out there with facts every day, and scientists and science is leading the charge. And I would just be remiss if I did not say that one of our leading HIV scientists in the world, in South Africa, Geeta Ramaji, has passed away 3 days ago. And so I've read some of her studies and articles, and so it was just so sad. She really worked to fight the infection and prevention in women, specifically in South Africa. And so our HIV fight community has lost a shero. And so again, after the jump, we're going to come back and I'm going to share some more lighthearted things and recommendations that people are making to do during this time to kind of ensure that you don't lose your mind during this stay-at-home self quarantine, social distancing madness. Stay tuned after the jump on Positivamente Yo. Hi, Positivamente Yo family. It's me, Rafael, and I'm here to actually talk to you about something serious. 1 in 4 people live with a mental health condition. This means that someone on the bus or the train, airplane, ferry, or in your car, driving next to you, or someone that you know, has probably thought of suicide. I know I have, and I'm a suicide survivor. We never know what another person is truly going through. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a number you can call if you have a friend, neighbor, coworker, and or someone you know who is really struggling, and you are wondering how to be supportive. It is also a number that you can call if you are ever in a crisis or ever feel alone. Please enter this number into your cell phone right now. 1-800-273-8255. Once again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. You never know whose life you might save. It can be mine or it can be your own. Thank you. Welcome back, folks, to Positivamente Joe. I'm going to share a brief couple of minutes with Dr. Radaj Mojali from Sweden. She's an NHSGP doctor who's going to share basically some information and tips on what to do and how to cope during self-isolation during coronavirus. Let's take a listen.
Hello, I'm Dr. Radha Modgill, and I'm an NHS GP and broadcaster on radio and television. And I would like to share some tips with you about how to protect your mental and emotional well-being during this time. At times of crisis and huge challenge, it's super important to look after your mental and emotional health, because with good mental health, we have better resilience to cope with whatever pressures and challenges come our way in the future. We are all in this together, so we can help each other and help ourselves to try to remain well mentally and emotionally. My first tip is to realize what you are in control of. We're not in control of everything at all, but we are in control of some things, and we can be proactive about those. And being proactive actually helps reduce anxiety and fear levels when we're doing something to help a problem or a situation. So for example, following the expert medical guidance around how to stay safe, working out with your work around how you're going to work and when you're going to work, and also thinking about financial pressures and talking to organisations and reaching out for support about the practical matters of day-to-day life will help reduce your worrying. My second tip is to then realise what you're not in control of. So we can't fix everything. We're not in control of certain things. And it's almost good to make it a daily practice to sit with those. And if you get a thought around something you can't control, you're worrying around, to sit, close your eyes, do some breathing exercises, and almost visualize those thoughts leaving you. It's really difficult, but if you try to make it a daily practice and notice and be aware of your thoughts and try to let those go, then it will really help you stay mentally well. My third tip is to create a daily structure and timetable. Humans like routine, we like structure because it makes us feel safe, and we can realise or we can see that there is some normality going on in the world when at the moment it's very difficult to find any of that. So structure your day, get up at the same time every day, have a shower, get dressed, make sure you're working at certain times if you are working, or you're doing something to occupy your mind during those times, and boundary off different sections of your day for different activities. So for example, you might make a third of your day something creative or something to relax, but it's very, very important to try and regulate your sleeping patterns, your eating patterns, and try to find a sense of normality, because that will help you with your anxiety. My fourth tip is to get creative. So to take your mind away from those worries and those thoughts. So for example, it might be learning a new online course. It might be crafting, it might be painting, it might be doing some physical activity. It might be listening to music or reading a book, for example. Anything that takes your mind away from those thoughts is really, really helpful. Keeping busy and keeping active is one of the most important things that you can do to keep your mental health well, and also just to stop worrying and keep your mind quiet and relaxed. So do try that.
I couldn't agree more with those statements and sentiments. That was absolutely true. Also, NABC, I'm telling you, the amount of content and self-care during these times, specifically with regards to all of this COVID-19 self-care, and just truly taking the time to look at what we need to do, how we need to survive and thrive during this time of COVID-19, I guess you would say. ABC has this amazing, amazing list of questions or things to take care of or do during this COVID-19 time that you need to ask yourself. And there's six fundamental questions that they put out there that I would like to share with you. And it's actually going to be the front cover of this episode because I think it's so critically important during this time. And here they are. Number one, what am I grateful for today? Number two, who am I checking in on or connecting with today? That's really important. Number three, what expectations of normal am I letting go of today? The world as we know it is not the same, and so we need to accept that and truly let that go little by little. Number four, how am I getting outside? What are you gonna do? Get some fresh air. The minute I'm done with this episode, the sun is not down yet, I'm going out for at least a 20-minute drive to taste the fresh air, to feel the sun. I cannot literally go into the parks because they're closed, but I can go out there and get some fresh air. How am I moving my body today? I'm doing this every day. I set time aside for yoga. Today was a squat challenge with yoga. I did a chest the other day. I'm doing legs. My gym is closed, but I need to move my body. And last is a question that really aligns with all that I learned from the amazing Dr. Saira Pinto and circle practice and the indigenousness of this world is, what beauty am I either creating, cultivating, or inviting into my world today? I think there is no better way for us to close out this very special COVID-19 episode than that. For me, I want to invite in and be thankful, and that's the beauty that I'm doing is truly gratitude for my amazing friend Byron. Thank you so much again for sending me the CDC link saying, hey, you should use this for a podcast episode. You should talk about specifically how this is going to impact us. This is critically important, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this very special and important episode of Positivamente Yo. Please continue to take care of yourself, wash your hands, self-isolate, you know, social distance, take care of your mental health. Know that you are not alone. As I always end, Ache, Luz y Progreso. I love you, and I will see you guys next week. Take care of yourselves, be safe out there, and please, please, please continue to spread love. Ache. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.